Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. All lines have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for questions and comments following the presentation. To ask a question, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host, Dr. Hocking. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hocking, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Okay, I hope everybody can hear me over there. I thought there was a little bit of a technical difficulty. I do apologize. Operator, are you there right now? Can you hear me? Anybody there? Operator?
Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay, that was a strange introduction. A little bit of a glitch, I think. Hey, it happens. Welcome to the world of technology. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Saturday's group call. It's Dr. Dean, and if you're just joining us, welcome. We do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number's always the same, and the code is always the same. And this week, we're going to be talking about traveling and kind of, you know, some tips and stuff about, you know, what to do as far as food and things like that, some simple things that you can utilize on a day-to-day. That being said, look, we like to keep these group calls on the positive side. So please share anything positive that's going on. This is something special we do on a Saturday. We want you to, encourage one another, chime in with anything, a weight loss it could be. It could be energy is increased. You reduce one of your meds with the help of your medical doctor. Your MD or any of the office staff or specialist is giving you some positive feedback. Family members are noticing positive things. You're noticing activities of daily living are improving or becoming easier. It could be sleeping better. It could be bending down easier. Look, as pain goes away and you handle this, what we call the 800-pound gorilla in the room called type 2 diabetes, everything starts to improving. Your neuropathies in your hands and your feet are improving. You're noticing vision changes. Any of your labs that are improving, it's because you're changing your lifestyle. Remember that. So that being said, we'll go over the traveling stuff. And also, too, if you're just joining us, remember, you're doing a daily check-in for the first week with your readings, your fasting, sugar, blood pressure, and weight. And if you're on insulin, you're going to give us your insulin units. Calling it in or email is fine. 800-321-9054 is the check-in line. And support@helpyourdiabetes.com is the check-in email. Either way is fine. We're here 7 days a week, everyone, for your questions and anything you need. So if you do have a question after you call it in, just say something along those lines. We'll always get back to you the same day, Monday through Sunday. If you want to use the email, we'll respond to you the same day as well. We're here for you, that's what we want you to. I want to make that real clear that there's never a bad day, there's never a bad question. We want you to be on track. We want all your questions to be answered. And that being said, look, the topic today is traveling and some easy stuff to do. When you travel, you got to bring good stuff with you on the road. A little cooler, a little ice pack in the cooler. Some Tupperwares, whether you bring some silverware or plasticware, and some Ziploc bags, you're good to go. You know, remember, most of the time you're eating breakfast at home and dinner at home. In most cases, everybody's got different schedules, I understand. But as an example, so make sure you bring at least maybe two or three small meals with you in case you get stuck somewhere. This way you stay on track because, remember, you don't want to go past 3 hours without eating up to 1 hour before bed. You want to keep that rhythm going, and you start counting at meal number one. Whatever time it is for you, you count up to 1 hour before bed so you sustain through the night. So if you leave the house, some protein and vegetables and Tupperware, real simple to put in there. Ziploc bags with some almonds and walnuts. You can put some apple slices in there. Remember, you're going to eat fruit early in the day. So, but it's good to have on hand. If you had a little peanut butter, all natural, of course, you should just see peanuts and maybe some salt in there as ingredients. No sugar added, nothing in there, okay? There's some naturally occurring things with nuts, I get it. So if that's the case, that's different. But in the ingredient list, you don't want to see any avoid items or any added sugar. So that's kind of really the tips when it comes to traveling and keep taking care. I can't count how many times in my own life you pull the car over, you get out, or you grab a Tupperware from the cooler, you put down a half a dozen mouthfuls of, let's say, chicken and broccoli as an example, that you had in a Tupperware. Now you're good to go for the next few hours. And it's healthy, it's clean, and you're staying on track. And when you have stuff around you that's on the approved list, you're not going to get stuck somewhere where you get forced to make some kind of hard choice. A little bit of preparation goes a long way. Look, it comes Sunday and you're getting ready for the week, make some stuff ahead of time. If you find a recipe you like, make double, triple the amount. If you're making chicken breasts under the broiler or in the oven, make a whole pan full of them and cut it up and have it ready to go. So it's easy to grab and it's easy to take with you. And you're going to enjoy the process a lot better. You make a bunch of vegetables ahead of time and you're good to go. This way you're keeping an eye on yourself. And the more you do this, the better you're going to get at it. So that's really the traveling thing. If you're going somewhere abroad or anywhere else, you just have to make the right choices, everyone. Everyone's got the approved list. The approved foods. Protein and veggies is an always easy go-to, so you don't get tripped up. And make sure you ask about food preparation and things like that when you're eating out, okay? And don't overcomplicate it. Just keep it simple, and you can always get a protein and veggie anywhere you go. Tell them to leave off the butter. Tell them to leave off all their special sauces. And that's all. Squeeze some lemon on things. And, when you're trying to reverse your diabetes, you have to be strict. You got to remove the things that spike your sugar. You got to stay in the low glycemic path. That's the way you're going to heal your body. There's no other way to do it. So keep an eye on yourself. A little prep goes a long way. And get a little cooler, a little ice pack to put in the cooler to keep things fresh. Ziploc bags, plasticware, whatever, and you keep things with you all the time. It works. I do it in my own life, and a little practice, and you'll be proud of yourself at the end of the day when you've kept an eye on yourself and you brought stuff with you, and you're like, wow, I'm glad I brought that because, I don't know, I got stuck in traffic, or I'm glad I brought that because I got sidetracked or had some extra project at work. And I didn't know that was going to happen. So thank God that I had that cooler with me with some of my approved items and healthy stuff. What a great feeling that is when you have things around you like that and you put the work in and did a little preparation. Okay, so that's all. So I'm going to open up the phones for comments and questions now. And remember, if it does go 10, 12 minutes with no comments, questions, the operator and I will end the call early just so we don't sit on the line with dead air for too long. That's all I wanted to say about that. So, operator, I'm ready when you are. *0 if you have a question. Take it away. Operator, I don't hear anything on your end. Are you there as a moderator? *0 if you have a question. Just checking. Operator, are you there, please? I'm not hearing anybody. Okay. If anybody's out there, *0 if you have a question. I hope things are working okay. And if there is a technical situation, I do apologize.
For any interruption, sir, I'm here. There are no questions at this time, but again, you can hit *0 if you do have a question. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, that's *0 if you do have a question. And there appear to be no questions at this time.
Okay, anybody out there, we're here for you. And if it goes another 7-8 minutes with no comments or questions, we'll end the call early. Maybe it's a quiet week. Anybody out there, *0.
And we do have a question from Sue. Please go ahead, Sue.
Okay.
Hi, Sue. How are you? Welcome.
I'm tickled to be here. I recently had a blood test, and my A1C went from over 10 to 6.0.
That's fantastic.
I'm pretty pleased about it, but I'm still having a real struggle with behaving myself. I like prepared foods, so I get these salads at Kroger, that have no-nos in them, but they also have stuff that's okay. I just ditch the no-nos and have, like, the little chicken bites and the fabulous lettuce and purple celery and stuff. And I really don't like I really don't like dressings all that much, so I just eat it plain and I enjoy the flavors of all the green things. And that's my whole comment. I'm hoping that this is okay.
Yeah, Susan, that's great. I mean, you know, look, I like the salad like that too. Sometimes I'll just squeeze a little lemon or something on it, a little salt-free seasoning. And I like the taste of the raw veggies and all that too. So you don't have to have a bunch of dressing if you don't want to. So that's perfectly fine. I mean, where are you calling from?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from today?
Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. You know, I lived out there for a while. Back in the day.
I've lived out here since I was 7 years old and moved from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Okay. Okay, I lived out there in the mid-80s to the early 90s.
Well, I was here then.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I do make myself a dressing with oil and vinegar and mustard. I put mustard on everything. Okay. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, it's called what you call a mustard vinaigrette. So just make sure you read the labels, ingredient labels on the actual mustard, and it's okay. You know, no added sugar. Nothing weird in there. You got to check. Okay?
I always check my mustards, and I only get mustard that's just mustard.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, it sounds like you're doing good, Susan. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure, and let's all stay well.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
Once again, star zero, if you do have a question.
Just to bounce off what she was saying there, everyone, you know, look, that's a big, from an A1C over 10 down to 6. What a monster leak that is. So, obviously, she's doing the right things. And these are the kinds of things you can expect when you change your lifestyle, as your body continues to heal and function better. You know, you find things that you like. You find ways to eat stuff maybe you weren't used to eating before, and you find a way to enjoy it. Knowing that you're getting the results and your body's responding to the healthier lifestyle is very motivating, okay? So, and that's kind of what I'm picking up there from Susan who called in, and that's kind of how you have to do it. This is about turning this disease around. This is about avoiding the complications of type 2 diabetes. Remember, it's number one in kidney failure, blindness, and amputation for a reason. It's a pandemic on its own. And with what's going on now, keeping your immune system strong is everything. You don't hear really a lot of talk about it, but it is everything. And by handling your diabetes, you're really giving your immune system a major boost so you can fight off anything, whether it's COVID or whether it's the flu season or whatever else is coming around. So just stay on track and keep moving forward. Really great stuff. Star zero if you have a question.
Still no questions at this time. One moment, we do have a question. I'll be right back. And our next question comes from Joe. Joe, please go ahead. Your line is live.
Right.
Hey, Joe, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, Dr. Dean. And you?
I'm excellent. Nice to hear from you. What's going on over there?
I'm just wondering about this COVID-19. Do you have any idea if anybody on the program has contracted it?
No.
And how they did?
I do not, sir. Well, we're not really keeping that statistic. We haven't heard anything. We have heard some things of family members that they're dealing with some family members that had a problem here and there, but a little bit of things like that, but nothing substantial that I can go off of. Sorry.
Yeah, because I would think if you're on the program and you're sticking to it, your immunity should be up, you should be in good shape in spite of having diabetes.
Well, yeah, you know, look, I mean, again, there's a lot of people with a lot of different health issues. a lot of different laundry lists of medications. So diabetes is definitely the main thing as far as the program, but people have other things going on as well. But I haven't heard anything to give you any info on that statistic or what's going on there. But you're absolutely correct, though, you know, with what you're saying, and that's what we were talking about. Yep. Thanks.
Well, maybe some people that are listening in could give us some input, because it'd be reassuring to know that we've got a little bit of a safety buffer.
Yeah.
But thank you for
Absolutely.
The program.
Yeah, Joe, thank you for calling in, man. Great. Thanks for being concerned. We appreciate it.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too.
Stay safe.
Bye-bye now. You too, sir.
Once again, star zero if you do have a question or comment. And there seem to be no additional questions at this time. Would you like to give a couple more minutes for questions? Or would you like to go ahead and wrap it up for the day?
I'll let you know. Yeah, just stay on it. And if it goes another 5-7 minutes, I'll let you know.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you. No worries.
Operator, we'll give it another 5 minutes, and we'll see if there's no questions at 1:30 over here my time anyway. 5 more minutes, we'll wrap it up, okay? Thank you.
Understood. You're welcome.
Anybody out there, star zero, if you have a question, we got a few more minutes, and we'll call it a day if nobody chimes in. But just as a kind of recap a little bit, you know, the one caller with your immune system and the COVID and all that's going on, you know, that's what this is all about, keeping your immune system strong, eating clean, good quality nutritional supplements, keeping your immune system, you know, at its highest level so you can fight off all this stuff. And when it comes around, it doesn't like strong immune systems, okay? So, you know, that's really an important thing to talk about, which is not talked about enough. And, you know, again, today's topic was about travel. Prepare the foods ahead of time, you guys. Make a bunch. If you find a recipe you like, make double, triple the amount. Keep things on hand. You know, in the fridge, a bunch of cut-up protein, whatever protein that you like is always good to have around. And remember also, too, and a bunch of veggies. Also, too, when you're eating you're not going past 3 hours without eating up to 1 hour before bed, you're going to go through the food. It's not going to sit around. So that's the good thing about this kind of eating lifestyle. Even though it's small portions, you're still going to be going through it as you, you know, whatever you make. So make the right choices when you're traveling. Bring stuff with you in a cooler so you don't get stuck with nothing. And keep an eye on yourself, okay? You got to take care of yourself so you can take care of somebody else. And operator, I think we're going to end it on that note. Thank you very much for all your help today at the group call. A little bit of a glitch in the beginning, but no big deal. We got things flowing. A couple great callers. Remember, we do this every Saturday, the group call, Help Your Diabetes, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number's always the same. Code is always the same, 800-321-9054, the check-in line. Don't forget to check in, everyone, with your readings. If you're just starting, it's daily for the first week, and then you go into a weekly. Start your food logs right away. Get your food logs in weekly, and you know, don't forget that, the importance of the food log, so we can fine-tune things if need be, and it brings clarity to your day-to-day. Also, that being said, the email to support@helpyourdiabetes.com, you can check in that way or ask questions by calling or sending an email. We're here 7 days a week. Let's make it a great weekend. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Have a good one, guys. Bye-bye now.